Hello world, my name is Travis Ruskus and I'm a rock balance artist and meditation guide. Welcome to another episode of the Breathe podcast. Right now I'm writing a book on rock balancing and it'd be kind of fun for me to share with you what I've written tonight. It's all about trusting the process. So unfortunately you can't get the book right now, it's August 24th, 2018, but in several months you will. Anyways, let's get back to it. So here we go. This is trusting the process. We all have ideas. Some of us act on these ideas. Those of us who act on these ideas are always met with challenges. For some, these challenges then may become too much to endure. Only a few of us who are left will have the courage to keep going after the challenges occur. Those brave souls who continue to step into the challenge each time have a secret weapon, trusting the process. The reward for those who are left is victory. A rock you pick up in your hand is still not a rock balance. Sure, it may be balancing in your hand as you move it around, but as long as you are still holding on to the rocks, there is no true golden moment of balance. The best ideas are ones that become real and no longer require you to constantly hold them up to survive. There have been times when I spend an hour or two hiking, find a great view with awesome rocks to balance, and then spend several more hours trying to manifest the abstract shape in my mind with the random rocks that surround me. After a while, I'm still left with a pile of rocks. There's no awesome balance yet, and my thoughts start to go from, "You can do this," to, "This should have already balanced by now." My hands start to shake. There's tension in my neck. I can feel dehydration appearing as my thoughts start to loop. The light starts to fade, or prior obligations must be dealt with, and I have no other choice than to put the rocks down where I found them. There is no golden moment of balance as I take in a deep breath of defeat and head back home to my warm bed. Instead of staying in my bed with the negative thought patterns of fear, anger, and doubt swirling in my head, the next day, I pick up where I left off and go back to that same spot. Every time I do this, I always get an amazing balance. Every single time that I trust the process. If I am traveling and can't go back to the same spot, I will use what I've learned during the previous challenge to make the next balance easier to manifest. Failure is a discovery process. The key is not to squeeze so tightly onto your idea. Instead, loosen your grip so that the flow of the moment can evolve your idea into what it was meant to be. Sometimes, no matter how hard I try to force two rocks together in a specific angle to match the idea in my head, they just won't balance together in reality. It's during these moments that I learn to listen and find where they can actually be balanced. Maybe my idea is just a wild abstract fantasy that doesn't realistically use the forces of gravity. Make creations a partnership with the tools you're using instead of forcing them to be something they will never be. Every rock balance involves working through struggle, and you have to trust the process in order to find those moments of victory. One of my students years ago shared that rock balancing reminded her a lot of parenting. You guide the child as they grow into their natural shape instead of forcing them to be something they aren't. When it comes to trust, I have found that there are two different types of people. Type one is, you have my trust and all you need to do is lose it. This can be associated with those who enjoy taking risks. Not every outcome is guaranteed, but you are willing to put yourself out there and go for it. I frequently fall into this category. It is easier for me to open my heart to strangers. I've made some really great friendships because I was willing to be vulnerable and trust first. This is why it's easy for me to write this book, because I trust you even though we may have never met. This type of trust has led me to also have my heart broken much more easily, because some people lose my trust in 1 second, or eventually some people do or say something that breaks my trust. It's like a bird in your hand that eventually flies away. Through it all, there are definitely the lucky few who will never have the behavior that will lose my trust. I call these few my true friends. Type 2 is you don't have my trust, and slowly over time, you will earn it. This type of person is more apprehensive at first. They won't do something unless there is proof of success. This type of trust can lead to incredibly strong bonds and better financial decisions, but there is an intense filtration process before getting to that point. If you are this type of person, you may have difficulty trusting others or even trusting the rocks. Either way, it's possible in just one moment for trust to be lost. This happens frequently in human-to-human interactions. The great thing about rock balancing is that the rocks are connected with the great spiritual energy of the earth, and there is no deception involved. The rocks speak to the true nature of reality, and although with rock balancing I've encountered a lot of failure, I know that the failure is only inside myself. The rocks are trying to guide me to my inner truth if I'm willing to listen. Trust starts from within. You have to believe that you can do this, that you can make amazing things and experience amazing moments. The question becomes, do you trust yourself enough to trust another person? Do you trust me? Can you trust the seas of change after a heavy storm? Now is the moment to see what you truly believe. All right, so that was Trust the Process. And if you're still listening, thank you for your attention. I would love if you can possibly write a review over on Apple Podcasts. Or if not, just have a really great day, and I hope that this moment was able to impact you in some way. Peace.